You guys about ready to start? Mm-hmm. Well, Drusilla, if you could, or Drew, if you could just please start us out by introducing yourself and then telling us where are we today? Where, you know, what's the name of this place that you live, and the name of the town that we're in?
All right. My name is Drusilla Wagoner Martin, and I live in Grove, Oklahoma, in an assisted living facility called Grandwood Assisted Living, and that is here in Grove. I moved here 2 years ago. Before that, I lived close to Tulsa, but this was the nicest place I found to move to, so here I am. A nursing supervisor from Tulsa told me about this place, and she said, you can have your dog, which most places you cannot. Well, that was a selling point, because I could have my dog. My dog is going to be 10 years old at the end of July, and I've had her since she was 8 weeks old. And believe me, she's my constant companion. If I take a nap, so does she. And so, in fact, if I'm not taking a nap sometimes, like I do in the afternoon, she will come to me and I'll say, what do you want? And she'll go toward the bedroom. It's time for the nap. So I say, you want to take a nap? So we go in on the bed, and I lift her up, and she gets on. She's a little chubby now, and she can't quite jump up on the bed like she used to, so I help her up on the bed. And she lays there and sleeps as long as I do. In fact, I usually have to wake her up when we get up.
You're welcome.
But this is a nice facility, and they've taken good care of me since I fell and hurt myself. We're not supposed to go down to the driveway that I usually walk the dog. I walk her all the time, and even though I'm blind, she's helped me till I found my way to walk her, so I walk her around outside. And they told us not to go down anymore because the creek is right near the driveway. And the lake has risen so high that the creek was overflowing up toward our driveway, and snakes were coming out. And they said they were afraid that we might get on to one of the snakes, so they don't want us to walk down there. Consequently, I didn't go down there. I was up at the top of the hill, and my walker got away from me. And so it went down the hill, across the road, into the somersaulted three or four times, and went in a ditch where the snakes were supposed to be. So I went down to get it, and the grass and the driveway are about a foot apart. And I was pulling the walker, and it wouldn't come. And I was rode back to bring it, you know, like, come on with me, you know. And it came all of a sudden, and I started going backwards, and I hit my legs on the paving, that because it was higher, and down I went. I sat down on my rumpy bump really pretty hard, and then back on my head. I fell back on my head. So I went to the hospital last night, and they did a CAT scan on my head and on my center section, and some x-rays, and they found I did have a broken pelvis. I was lucky. It was an area just above my left hip, so I was lucky it didn't break my hip. It just broke off a little piece of the pelvic bone, and they can't do anything about that except bed rest, which I'm supposed to do for 4 or 5 days, and then I'm supposed to see my doctor and see if I could walk better and everything. So I walk a little bit now, but it's kind of painful, so I try not to do too much.
I'm sorry that you had that fall. I'm really glad that it wasn't worse than it was, Drew.
So am I, because I have worked in the hospital, and I know what happens to older people who have broken hips. Mm-hmm. It's very hard for them to recover.